This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. There you go. That's what you get when you have fat fingers. You hit two buttons at once. Well, at least you weren't swearing at me like you always do when we start.
Oh, stop.
I'm Joe Steve, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I know you're all so disappointed with President Trump today. I saw it. I saw what some of you were writing. I saw what some of you were saying. You know, forgive me, boo-hoo, right? I mean, come on, guys. First of all, think it through. Do I think he made a mistake? Probably. But see, I am not the government worker that wasn't taking home a paycheck, right? When you look at the airports and the air traffic controllers, I wasn't one of those guys that wasn't taking home a paycheck. So I can't speak for them. I can't, you know, there's a lot of you out there, even my listeners, that are living week to week, day to day. I get it. I understand it. We've all been there in days of our life. That's a soap opera, isn't it? Days of Our Lives. It was. It may not be anymore. Anyway, so when you think about, you know, what went down today, what took place, what was the thought process of the president? Now, he hasn't called me yet to let me know what he was thinking. I'm sure I'll get that call eventually. But in the interim, I want you to give some thought to a few things. First, we were going nowhere. Okay, now it's just a stubborn standoff, right? Who's going to give first? You knew they were going to bask in the moment, making it sound like they won. They made him back down, which is exactly what Schumer did. You know, little kids do that in the playground, right? Nee, 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 nee. I got you to do what I wanted you to do, right? That's what Schumer came out and said. You know, we got what we wanted. Well, actually, you didn't. You got 3 weeks, and you even said you didn't want 3 weeks. You wanted to pass the bill, get it done, finish it off, right? Isn't that what you said? Schumer, Pelosi, but people were hurting. And then when, you know, when LaGuardia was having trouble this morning, they couldn't get people off the ground. You know, all of a sudden all heck broke loose. Think about it. So, and I'm okay with that. I think that's wonderful. I think there should be some pain. There should be some aggravation. Although, since we're going to CPAC, hopefully they'll have all this cleared up before the end of February. February 15th. CPAC is the end of the month, like February 27th. So if they go back on the strike on the 15th, you know, it's going to be a nightmare. But I'll brave it just for you guys. But, you know, things are going to be different in 3 weeks, right? If you really think about what he's got going and what he's doing, here's the deal. There was no impasse here. Except to create more and more and more and more pain. There was no impasse here. And his numbers weren't going up. I don't know who you're listening to, whatever, but his numbers were actually going down. But they were all going down. The Congress was too as well. But here's the thing now. Now it's set in stone. And if you listen to his speech today, He didn't talk about the wall to keep the immigrants out. He talked about the human suffrage, the women being raped, the girls being raped, right? All the sufferings they were going through getting up here, and then once they get past the area into the open desert, it was great the way he handled it. And here's basically what he said. In my mind's eye, here's what he said. He said, all right, we've got to get money in people's pockets. We have to get them back to work. I'll be the bigger man of the two. You say if I give you what you want, you'll come to the table and actually do some negotiating. You won't be no. So I'm going to give you 3 weeks to negotiate honestly, or else we're right back at it. And if we're not right back at it, I'll shut down the government and I'll declare a state of emergency. Let's see how you like that one. And then if you spend all that time, effort, and energy fighting me in court to get that, get the state of emergency lifted, well, good luck. You can spend that money and time doing that, but you can't protect the American people. Good for you. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. Now, I hope many of his supporters and or voters don't feel betrayed. Because I know many of the people I spoke with today felt like they were betrayed. I'm not there. Do I think I still don't think he has a total grasp of how to play the political game. And I don't think he has anybody around him that he can trust enough, who's loyal enough, that can explain the political game, how to maneuver it, and how to make it happen. I know early on we talked about who he surrounded himself with. I think he made a lot of mistakes. Again, not out of stupidity, but out of loyalty. That's what I think. But again, I'm not president. Right? So you look at the judges he's been... So before you think he's been totally betrayed, look at the judges he's appointing. Look what he's done to the Supreme Court. Look at the chance he's going to have on the Supreme Court. That's why they're trying to impeach him. They're trying to get him in trouble really fast so he doesn't get another appointment to the Supreme Court. Tax reform, deregulation, lowest... I mean, we go down a whole list. You guys hear it every day. And, it's all thank God to Obama, right? You hear that, too. We're near defeat with ISIS. We have made them extremely weak. If you had Hillary Clinton, what would we have? Honestly, what do you think we'd have? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll see what Xander Gibb has to say about all of this after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. times. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Okay, now, nothing personal, but I'm trying to envision Xander in one of those disco outfits. You know, remember Saturday Night Fever? Only I could see him more in a black outfit. That's more kind of, I think, his style with that pose. Anyway, you listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. He just, fresh off the heels of doing his own show, Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week. I always so much appreciate his time with us. Xander, are you there or are you dancing out on the floor?
I'm still singing, dance, boogie, wobble, dance.
Well, you have the same last name of the people in the, any relation? Did they give you any money? Yeah, answer the second question
distant,
first.
Distant cousins, yeah. I have the forgotten BG. I am XG, the forgotten BG.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I mean, seriously. Definitely a different group, a different day. I don't know if that kind of music would sell today. You know?
I do know what you mean, but yeah, funnily enough, they're one of my favorite artists of all times, and not just because we share a name.
Oh, so I can't make fun. Is that what you're saying now?
You can say what you please, but remember, I know where you live.
And where I hang out. Oh,
yeah,
God.
For sure.
But see, we have real pizza here in America. I know there you're not so much.
Yeah, don't rub it in, dude. You don't. You have lettuce leaf sandwiches from your wife.
No, that's her. That's her. If you see what in my plate, every self-respecting lion and tiger would love what's in my plate. You know what I'm saying? And I always
Absolutely.
Thought that was funny. They have these. Oh no, I'm gonna really insult people now. They have these salad joints they go to, and you know they're only like you walk in, there's this whole line of salad, and you know it's supposed to be healthy and good for you. And then you turn a corner, and what do they have? They have muffins, they have bread, they have pizza, they have. Seriously? How is that? That's sending a mixed message. And most of the people there are not very thin. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm always first in line at the all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm banned from most of them in New York. They're like, dude, not you again. It's like all you can eat for one person, not you know, a nation.
Yeah. You know, you ever see John Panay? You ever see his comedy? And he's always talking about food. He's like 300 pounds. And he says, that's it. When he goes in for the all-you-can-eat buffets, they're like, no, you can't come in here no more. You have to go home. Right? it's hilarious.
Was that an Italian accent, Joe?
No, that was a very, very bad Japanese accent, right? I mean, seriously.
I think you should say that you are very belly Sully.
Very. No, wasn't Sully a character in Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, I
get
think
it?
So.
All right.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're going to hit some of the things going on in the news today. And, you know, you heard the whole thing with Roger Stone this morning, right? That they,
I did.
You know, and I love this. What is this guy like? 107 years old. They had to send 27 agents in there. I don't know if you know this. I think his wife is deaf. His wife is deaf. Okay? So you got Roger Stone. They know who his attorneys are. They have to go there before sunlight with 27 federal agents. Tell me. Did we see any of this play out in the days of Mrs. Clinton?
No. No, I mean, I actually commented on social media today. It's actually disgusting that this woman walks around free and then may happen to do this to this guy today. And you know, CNN is the new psychic news network. How did they know that this was going to occur, you know? So someone in the FBI must have tipped them off.
The young man from CNN said that they stake out Roger Stone's house on a regular basis. Now, he's a young guy. I'm sure he's out there every morning at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he said they got a tip yesterday that there was a lot of activity going on with the grand jury around this case. So he figured, who else could it be but Roger Stone?
I don't buy it. I really don't buy it. You know, the thing is that I said this from the inception of Donald Trump's administration, that a new broom really should sweep clean, and he should have had a totally, you know, everybody should have been replaced.
Yeah.
And I think this should happen with every new administration, because you cannot confirm that everybody is working for you. And let's face it, we know for a fact that there are people that work within the government and government agencies that are anti-Donald Trump and anti-Republican, so they should not be doing their job. I'm sorry, but if you cannot do your job and work for the government and do it with an apolitical response, a non-political response, and do it just as your job, then you should not be there, Joe.
I agree with you. No, see, I often wondered why he didn't clear the place when he first got in there. And I always said the same thing. I said, you know, I know this isn't proper English, but I would have jumped on the first open desk in the place, you know, especially in the State Department, and said, here's how it works. If I hear one leak comes out of this office, one leak that was only done
you're
here in this
gone.
Office, you're all gone. Everybody's
right.
looking
right.
for work, and I don't care who sues me or who sues the government or anything else.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Yeah.
That's
now,
what
before
I
anybody
done.
Says, Now, before anybody says my allegiance is not to God, you know, Donald Trump is not my God. Donald Trump is my president. But I think the people that work for Donald Trump's administration should have to swear an allegiance to him, too. Because ultimately, if they cannot do that, why the heckity are they there?
If I was there and I was working when the Obama administration was in power, and I didn't like what they were doing, and some of what they did wasn't illegal, it was just distasteful. Right. I would have just said, look, I can't handle this. I'm going to work for the butcher down the street. I'll see just as much blood and ugliness, but at least it won't bother me. But
you would have gone to work for Hillary?
No. You know me. I'm a woman hater, so I wouldn't want anything to do with her.
Yeah, and you're homophobic, Joe.
I forgot. God bless. Keep forgetting. I got to write that down so don't forget it anymore. Anyhow.
You hear that, Tammy? Your husband is homophobic. And you don't have any openly gay guests on your show, do you?
Never. No. Well, no, I have token guests. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I have token blacks, token gay people, token women. My God, if I was really token, if you know what I mean, it'd be a whole different show.
Let's not go there.
No, well, I was gonna, but I guess not too good. So, I mean, look at again. You're not gonna see the stuff with the president stop. Not gonna stop anytime soon. They hate him. They just flat out hate him. And you look at everything that's going on. Does any one of the other networks talk about how unemployment's at its lowest level for Hispanics and blacks? Have you heard any of that?
No.
Right. So you got this.
No.
You got this. What is it? I hate when this happens. My brain. Oh, there we go. You know, you got the unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, or women at an all-time low, and he's supposedly a racist sexist, right? But they don't talk about that. You got the first president who supported gay marriage on the first day of his term. He didn't have to evolve, but he's a homophobe. You know? We got to go for a break.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. I got more with Xander Gibb. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The agreement between President Donald Trump and Congress to reopen government is only temporary to give a bipartisan conference committee 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan everyone can agree on. What if an agreement isn't reached?
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress,
the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response.
All understand the importance of securing our borders, and we have some very good ideas on how to do that, and that will be part of the discussion as we go forward.
Trump says back pay for federal employees would occur very quickly, but did not give a timeline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Maybe not so much anymore. Huh? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Not a big deal. Shouldn't make you crazy. We're kind of cleaning it up and fixing it. It had a few issues in it, and we had hard-coded some things in there now that we have to change because the chat room's gone. The old chat people are gone, so we're having to fix some stuff. So bear with us. Always appreciate your time. If you want to be notified by text message, that's right, text message, you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we send out messages during the week. You'll know when the show's coming on and what's coming up and what have you. Always appreciate it. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Help me kick off the weekend, start our party with all the crazy things going on in the news and in and around the world. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me. My show's even gone one better, Joe. We send out psychic messages now when the show is on.
We do. God.
You better not be smirking, Joe, because I'm going to call the FBI.
Oh, God. You know, I always... Oh, no, I won't do it. I want to be nice. Anyway.
Do it.
You know, no, I can't. Who was the woman in, was it L.A. that she was the head of the psychic network? What was her name?
Tammy.
No, Tammy, no, black woman. Dionne Warwick. Remember Dionne Warwick?
Dionne Warwick.
Okay, so.
Yeah, she sang Heartbreaker, didn't she?
Forgive me. If this insults you, forgive me. I'm sure there's somebody else you can listen to, but here's the deal. She was the head of the psychic network out here in L.A., and she would come on commercials and talk about how much they've helped her in her life and all the wonderful things to do, and they can, you know, tell you about the men and all this stuff. And about a year into doing the show, they had a massive earthquake, and she lost everything in her house. And I sat there and wondered to myself, she's with these people every day. One of them didn't get some kind of vibration to turn around and go,
yeah,
Dionne.
Yeah.
I'm getting this picture of a U-Haul, and you taking everything out of your house by this Thursday. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There was a psychic on my street when I lived in New York, and I swear this is so true, but it's hilarious. They were there for like 6 months, and maybe they couldn't afford the rent or whatever. But when they closed, it actually said in the window, closed due to unforeseen circumstances. And I just thought that was hilarious. How psychic are you if you can't see the closure of your store? I mean, you know, send your complaints to Jill Messina at idontgiveacrap.com.
No, it is. I hear that stuff. All right. So, hey, let's get a tad religious, if you would, because I love doing this stuff with you. The Church of England says it no longer believes, it doesn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. That's the Reverend John Shepherd, or the physical resurrection of Jesus, if you would. Now, look, I don't want to get all theological on people, but when you belong to the the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church, the Catholic / Protestant Church as a whole, its major doctrine, you know, Jesus is Lord and Jesus rose bodily from the dead. I mean, this is getting like crazier and crazier and crazier with these churches are just pulling stuff out of the air going, hey, I no longer believe in this or this doesn't work for us anymore, so we're going to scratch it out of Scripture. You guys over there in England are a little, you know, with that stuff.
Please don't lump me in with those. I can't even think of a polite word for them. Those loons, those crazy. Because the thing is, for me, if you're saying that Jesus wasn't risen from the dead, that means that when we die, we're all dead. There's no resurrection of Jesus. There's no physical resurrection. There's no resurrection for us as human beings, as Christians, if Jesus wasn't resurrected. So they should just pack up and go home. You know, theology alone teaches you that, you know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the beginning of our ability to be able to ascend to eternal life. So if that's the Church of England is more than willing to kind of, you know, beat the drum. But can I still say beat the drum without being called a racist?
Well, as long as the drum isn't like a woman or a man, you're not hurting anybody. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more of a Native American drum, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, there you go.
With regards to transubstantiation, which for those of you who don't know means that it's the ideology of that when you take the sacrament, that it's the literal body and blood of Jesus Christ.
No.
So they beat that drum to death. That is the case. Because for me, when I went to theology school, you know, I am an ordained minister. That is a symbolic gesture. You know, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I just think it's funny how they go and they're slowly starting to tear apart some of these people showing up in the Catholic / Christian church at times and saying, okay, this is no longer real. This is no longer true. You know, it's just a story. It's the stuff that comes out of this. It's just amazing to me. It never stops. Now, you heard about Governor Cuomo out of New York, and talking about now he's legalized abortion pretty much right up to the first, labor pain or something along those lines,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
Right? So he comes out the next day after all the noise and he says, you know, I'm finding myself in line now. He's supposed to be a Catholic. I find myself in line with the Pope in light of the fact that, you know, capital punishment is barbaric. Capital punishment is inhumane. And I'm going to work hard to make sure that we don't put anybody into death or to death in our prison systems here in New York anymore. However, if we can get you before you exit the womb, so be it. It's like, I don't know how many crack pipes you have to smoke to come up with that kind of logic.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, I'll tell you that for transparency, but I am a Christian, but I'm going to start a campaign to actually get Andrew Cuomo excommunicated from the Catholic Church, because if as a member of the Catholic Church, you are legally sanctioning abortion, the killing of babies that are viable outside of the womb. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm told that at 28 weeks, a baby would be viable outside of the womb with assistance, then you should not be taking part in Catholicism. You should not be taking the sacrament. You should not be involved one iota.
Well, great. Listen, same thing with Pelosi. She comes out, she says, you know, I'm not on the same page as my Catholicism or my Catholic Church when it comes to abortion. It's like, well, you don't pick and choose Scripture. You don't pick and choose what of God's commands you're going to believe. I love these people. So that means everything, there's no definite in their life. By the way, did you know I wrote a book? It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And the very first chapter in that book is absolutes, absolutely not. The left doesn't want you to have a right or wrong. They do not want you to have absolutes, because then what? Then they have to hold themselves, well, not anymore. They used to, but hold themselves to the same, you know, thought of right or wrong. You know what I mean?
I absolutely do. And all of this behavior, Joe, is indicative to me that we're in the last days. You know, the church is kind of eating itself. And the next thing that's going to happen is, and, you know, this was foretold in the scripture, is that the government is going to turn on the church. The government is going to impose sanctions on the church. And I kind of think it's coming. Because, you know, if the church is getting that political, then maybe it's time to pay taxes. You know, the fifth pope that we have now, and I don't want to be disrespectful, so I'll choose my words wisely. The guy is an idiot. The guy is a liberal, and he's never read the Bible, clearly. Because if he had, he wouldn't say half the things that he did. You know, and he's such a flip-flopper. You know, one week the gays are good, next week the gays are bad, next week the gays are okay. Then we should embrace the trans community. I mean, what are we supposed to do? You know, take them wood shopping? I don't think that religious leaders should be giving this level of commentary. And especially within the United States, because when they're spouting all this liberal BS, you know, what they're doing is they're kind of, it's shaking the foundations of the country. It really is.
Well, because you have, a lot of Catholics in the United States. But even go back to the Pope for a second. You know, when he starts talking about, you know, countries shouldn't have open borders, countries shouldn't this, they should feed everybody that shows up. And I get the biggest kick out of it, because if you know anything about this Pope, he spent, I think, 30 or 40 years in socialist countries. He spent He spent time in countries where, you know, you had dictators that were killing people and religion really wasn't embraced or what have you, or God, the only God was the dictator. So he's seen the nasties not really living like in the United States, where you have capitalism, you have people that are being fed, you have one of the most generous nations on the planet, and he doesn't have much nice to say. Anyway, you hear that. We're going for break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, if you want to stop the commercials, it's simple. Send me a check, and a big one at that. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And there's going to be so much to talk about. In the second hour, I'm just going to unload on some of the stuff. This is just craziness. For real, going somewhere to happen. What's going on in the news today? What's going on with Stone? With the president? I mean, our own people are starting to turn a little bit here. I don't think you really realize what it takes. I mean, he doesn't have just a local staff where he can hire and fire people at will, as you have seen. I do question sometimes why he waited so long to get rid of some of the people he had around him. But I'm not there. I'm not in it. I don't know. I don't see firsthand what's happening. Sandy Gibb joins us, as he does every week. Maybe he can give us some insight. You heard earlier he might have a crystal ball of some type that we don't know anything about. Xander, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I was actually really disappointed with people that bailed on the Donald today for making that decision. You know, he was backed into a corner. You know, what was he supposed to do? You know, he's damned if he doesn't. He's damned if he doesn't. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of people will say that I will support Donald Trump, whatever. But that really is not the case. And this is, I support him 200%. What was he supposed to do? You know, leave the partial shutdown in place and be bombarded for that. He's given them a chance to sort this out till February 15th. And he said that he will, you know, he'll do a shutdown and also, impart martial law, if they're not forthcoming. And I don't think they will be. And it will be interesting to see him kind of, you know, come through with the goods. Because I'm so tired of the Democrats, Joe. I'm so tired of their anti-American rhetoric. I'm so tired of their leadership. I mean, Nancy Pelosi can't even get good teeth. And she's a millionaire. You know?
Yep. No, listen. You know, I love the fact she, when she was Speaker of the House before, I don't know if you know this, but she had her own plane. She didn't have a military plane. She had her own plane. And she justified it by saying that because she was Speaker of the House, third one in line for the presidency, then she needed to have a plane that was protected, that she would be protected, and could, you know, go anywhere it needed to go on a whim. So they actually had a smaller plane outfitted for her. And I don't mean a real small plane. I mean the kind of planes that we travel on, all done up and decked out.
They spray crops with. That would have been perfect.
That would have been for her. Well, that or that was a little Red Baron plane, right? You know.
Yeah. But did you see her bar bill from the last time she traveled?
Oh.
And that was on our dime. I mean, how?
Yeah.
I mean, is she, you know, I didn't think you were supposed to mix pills and alcohol, but, you know, clearly.
But listen.
It's okay with her.
But Tammy brought up a good point. It's like, are they supposed to be having booze on those planes? Are they supposed to be doing those kind of things? I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Military transport.
But we're not supposed to be paying for booze. You know, when you're in government as, you know, I'm an elected official. If I go and try to charge something back to my district because I'm out, you know, having a lunch or a dinner, I can't pass off alcohol.
No.
They don't let us do that.
No. I'm involved with a charity and I can't take anything from them. I can't even take gas money because you know, people are always willing to point the finger and say that you're taking advantage of your situation. So if I can't take gas money from the charity that I do a lot of work for, how the heck can she justify this huge bar bill? She's a fraud.
We let her get away with it.
The woman is a fraud.
They're letting her get away with it. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, who is stopping her from doing that? Her side blows it off and doesn't care.
The only good thing about Nancy Pelosi being in charge is that, you know, it really, you know, her and Chuck Schumer, if they're the best that the Democrats have to offer, then I'm looking forward to another, you know, 4 years of Donald Trump after the 2020 election, because you would have to be pretty stupid to vote for either of those two, you know, because they're not fit to hold the office that they hold.
Well, hey, this is what I love. Think about something. A lot of people are saying that Ocasio Cortez is is the future face of the Democrat Party, and I'm sitting here going, God, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you know? just from the point of view of being a comedian, it's like a daily. And she was invoking scripture the other day, wasn't she? Saying how what was it? Something in Genesis meant empowerment to animals or to creation. You know, what about the fact that we've been given, you know, dominion?
Yeah, well, they leave that stuff out. They leave that stuff out, right?
She's just so stupid, you know. Alexandria No Neocortex. Didn't you find her a bit stupid when she was on the show? I mean, she was.
Yes, you should have to grab. You know what? There's a meme up about her that I just think is wonderful, but they'll bash us for saying it. So there's a picture of her, and it says she has single-handedly put an end to dumb blonde jokes. And I went,
yeah.
Wow, that's funny. But she, you know what? You look at her, look into her eyes. I mean, if you can handle it, look into her eyes, and there's nothing there. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be nasty, but there's nothing there. It's it's almost like she looks like she's written. She's on some kind of craze, if you would, right?
She's got that Manson look about her.
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
You know, it's like Charles Manson had a daughter. Yeah. I wonder if that's the case. Because, you know, the Canadian Prime Minister, what's his name? Fairy Face Beetlebox. What's his name? His father was Fidel Castro.
Oh, that's exciting.
So you know, it wouldn't surprise me if she could be Charles Manson's daughter.
Apparently, he got around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Charlie.
And so did his mother. I mean, you know, clearly.
So let's go to a lighter thing that's going on right now, and I'm sure that you're one of those, you're in the entertainment world. You kind of like listening to all that stuff, and you know I can't stand these award ceremonies. I just find them, it's like they're in it for themselves. They're the best thing that ever happened to the world, right? I mean, there's nobody else but them. I guess it was at the Golden Globes when Christian Bale compares Trump to a clown and says clowns can do a lot of damage. Now here's the deal. He's an actor. Who cares what he has to say? And he portrays Dick Cheney in the movie Vice, right? And it's amazing to me that these people keep getting up there. They never did this during Obama, right? They never did this. They did it during Bush. They kind of make offhanded comments. They weren't as blatant about it as they are now. And they're so full of themselves that they don't care that their ratings take a nosedive. They still do it anyway.
They absolutely do. And what they do is that when they make this level of commentary is that they polarize their audience. And, you know, people often say to me, oh, Xander, don't you polarize your audience by your commentary that's pro-Trump? Absolutely not, because my audience is pro-Trump. You know, my audience is geared toward being pro-Trump. So if your audience is mixed, if you're an actor or a TV presenter or a singer or anything else, you know, and there are going to be Republicans and conservatives amongst those and Trump supporters, you're alienating them every time you diss our president. And you're also being, you know, on American. But, you know, the other side of this for me is really, you know, from the perspective of how much notice people are taking of these idiots. You know, Madonna's saying, I thought about bombing the White House. I mean, why wasn't the FBI, you know, on her doorstep? You know, why can she get away with saying that? Why can Snoop Dogg get away with saying that he's going to, you know, rape the First Lady and things like this? It's absolutely disgusting. There needs to be a level of respect for Donald Trump's office, and if they can't do that, then don't buy into their lifestyle. Don't watch their movies. Boycott them. You know, I'm not really big on boycotts, but don't support these people. Don't support our country.
But you're right. Listen, I wouldn't call for the boycott thing, but why put money in the pockets of these people who hate you, who take the money that you have? And give it to organizations that are 180 degrees from what you believe. Isn't that kind of insanity? Why would you do that? Why would you support something like that, right?
It absolutely is. And you know, to me, there are shows, you know, for instance, I've been a Will and Grace fan for years, but, you know, I really couldn't watch the last series because, you know, Deborah Messing and her cohort, the guy that plays Will, whose name escapes me, you know, they've just been so negatively outspoken about the president and his administration. And ultimately, that resonates with me because I don't want to watch you if you're dissing my Donald. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
I can call him Donald because we're your
buddy. I know, I got that. I've heard that,
you know,
yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. Oh, God. So tell people where they can listen to your show, what you got going on, how they can find any of your writings that you got going on. Where do we find you?
Absolutely. XanderGibb.com. Everything is there. The show is Friday night, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And always find me at 6 Pacific here right after. And the book is coming out this year as well.
About time. All right. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, has Mueller found anything about Russian collusion in his investigation? I say no. We'll be back in a few minutes to discuss.